So very clear in all of this is Article 7A.4, which says these transition rules only apply to qualifying rolling stock. And qualifying rolling stock is defined as rolling stock that has been admitted on the date of signature of the credit agreement relating thereto, or where no such credit agreement, there is no such credit agreement in the case of an item which is subject to a unilateral interest, admitted on the date the debtor is notified thereof. So if the equipment has already been admitted for service, and admitted is also a defined term, then Article 7A becomes operative. If not, then that's not the case.